skin, dark reds, wandered through the trees. I can hear the wind as it rushed through the leaves. I hope it makes sense when I say I really need that sound. Cause somewhere in the silence there's a voice of stone. It says I'm good for nothing and I'll never find a home. The wind is a reminder that it's gonna be alright somehow. And now we lie here in the middle of the dark. There isn't any fire, but it still feels sparse. When you kiss me on the cheek, you make it hard to speak. You made me want to leave the ground. And I say, oh, 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 I've got a place to go. Oh, oh, I've got a hand to hold after the sun goes down. And I've got a place to hide now that you're by my side. Nothing's gonna get me down, cause I've got a hand to hold. Yeah, I've got a hand to hold. The night is getting darker as I wander through the woods. To love one another is the greatest of the goods. Why does everybody try to kick each other when they're down? Somewhere in the silence there's a voice of stone. It says we're good for nothing and we'll always be alone. But after I discovered you, I don't believe that sound. And now we're like here in the middle of the dark. There isn't any fire, but it still feels sparse. When you kiss me on the cheek, you make it hard to speak. You make me want to leave the crowd. And I say, oh, 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 I've got a place to go. Oh, oh, I've got a hand to hold after the sun goes down. And I've got a place to hide now that you're by my side. Nothing's gonna get me down, cause I've got a hand to hold. Got a place to go. I've got a hand to hold after the sun goes down. And I've got a place to hide now that you're by my side. Nothing's gonna get me, cause I've got a place to go. I've got a hand to hold after the sun goes down. After the sun goes down. And I've got a place to hide now that you're by my side. Nothing's gonna get me down, cause I've got a hand to hold. Yeah, I've got a hand to hold.
And we just heard Bobby Joe Valentine with A Hand to Hold. And right now from somewhere out there on the road is Bobby Joe Valentine himself. Bobby, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, my pleasure. Now, I know you're from the Bay Area, but you're somewhere out there in Tourland. Where are you right now?
I am. Currently, Tourland is Los Angeles, California. Well, specifically, North Hollywood.
By the time we hear this on the radio, you're going to be in our neck of woods Saturday night, Sacramento at the Guild Theater. It seems like you are. Seems like you're constantly touring. You're on the go. Is this your typical musician's life? On the road more than home?
Yeah, you know what? I really enjoy, I don't know if I enjoy the being away from my partner part. You know, I do have a, you know, basically a husband. We haven't officialized it, but you know, we've been together for 3 years and things are going good.
Oh, great.
It's that part I don't like, being away from him. That's too bad. But the other part, the traveling and the connecting with new fans, and it seems like, well, it happens. Everywhere I go, I meet someone new and get a new person that really is encouraged by my music. And it's a really great experience, and I think you got to do it. I mean, if you're an emerging musician and you're just on the cusp of something, then you just got to tour. That's the way to do it.
That's really cool. Now, how long have you been at it? How long have you been making music?
I've been writing music for about 4 years now. But I've only been full time at it for about a year and 8 months or so now. Like I wandered out in the full time land in May of 2011, I think. So there you have it.
Wow, not long at all. That sounds really exciting. I mean, if you can support yourself on the road, I mean, that's living the dream, I think.
Yeah. I mean, I never would have. 4 years ago, if someone had told me, hey, you're going to be a full-time singer-songwriter and you're going to be able to support yourself with your original music, I would have laughed at them so hard just because it was so, you know, I was writing these songs and I really enjoyed them. And my partner especially was really pushing me and saying, hey, you know, you should really look to do this more than just a hobby. But I couldn't have expected the amount of support that I got from fans and just the unique marketing ideas I was able to kind of come up with to be able to spread my music around a little more. I don't know. It's just been really cool. So I'm really grateful for it.
No, that's very clever and very innovative. In fact, I was looking at your website and I saw a couple of those things that you'll do. Like, I think it's almost like you're doing your own homegrown Kickstarter, like perpetually, because you have stuff like for a certain amount, you'll write a song for a person or you'll do a personalized Skype concert. So how does that work for you?
The house concert thing?
Yeah. Yeah. And all these other creative ideas. I think it's so innovative.
Yeah. I think what I did was I sat down, and this is, you know, what every human being needs to do at one point in your life. But I sat down and I was like, what do I really want? If I'm going to do this music thing, what do I want? And a lot of people, and I did too, when I my first like 2 months of really going for this thing, a lot of people when they're starting out play like bars and coffee houses and places that, you know, they support live music in the sense that they allow people to perform,
yeah.
But there's not really a focus and no one's really listening. And it becomes this like contest of having to try to win over what they're already there to do. So people have a coffee shop, but they're to, you know, they're college students, they're to research something, or they're meeting for a business meeting, and people at a bar are there just to, you know, get drunk. And so, so you have to compete with that. And you're like, you basically have to beat that. And, that didn't make sense to me. Like that was a contest that didn't make sense. Like to me is like, I had these songs, they were worth sharing. If people listened, they bought the CD. And so I sat down and I was like, what do I want? Well, I want people that are going to listen. That's all I want. And so when my first tour, what I did was I offered free house concerts, completely free.
Wow.
To people that could bring 15 to 20 friends or, you know, family to their house to sit down and listen to me. And then I already had a CD made. And so, you know, my hope is that people would buy the CD. And so I reached out and I offered it to, you know, the friends and family and different hospitality organizations. I'd reach out to like potential hosts and offer them free house concerts. And it just exploded. And I ended up doing 36 concerts in 32 days. And that was my first tour ever.
That's amazing. That's so successful too.
Yeah, it was really great. And all the concerts, you know, I mean, there was a couple that were just kind of interesting and, you know, everyone was learning how to do it. Most of these people had never done a house concert in their life. But it was so great, and there are a lot of people that, to this day, I'll still stop at their house when I'm coming through the area, and I'll, you know, kind of grandfather them into the free house concert thing. I usually charge, but they were the first ones, you know what I mean? I'll still do it for free, and it's really a great experience, just being able to share music with people that want to hear it. And once you do that, I think a lot of songwriters need to just branch out, take a break from all their bar gigs and coffee house gigs, and just try that for a month. Just try to schedule, even if it's 6 months out, you know what I mean? Try to schedule an experience where for 1 month you play to people that are only listening. And I think once you do that, you'll never go back. And
wow.
You're always going to find situations where people are actually listening. And that was a really eye-opening experience for me, like how much, I don't know, more gratifying it was to have people actually listening to your songs than just playing a bunch of bars and hoping the right person happens to hear you.
I know. Wow, what a novel idea, putting the music first. That sounds pretty good to me, though.
Yeah, well, it's worked out great for me so far, and I'm really grateful for the fans and the friends that have helped make it happen.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the music a little bit. This is you're touring on the strength of your second album, Home, is that right?
Yeah, just that released in October, so that's just been out, and hot off the press.
Nice, and what's the overall sound and feel of the album? We heard one song already.
You know, I would say that the overall sound and feel of the album is an upbeat folk pop. It's still, you know, guitar-based in its essence, and it has that acoustic guitar kind of driving it, and it's vocal-forward and still focuses on the lyrics. But we had the opportunity to have some just amazing musicians. Dave Tweedy, who's here in L.A. and one of the best drummers in the industry right now, and David Hayes, who was Van Morrison's bass player for 40
wow.
years. And several other just amazing people. Calvin Turnbull, who produced some of Sheryl Crow's tracks and Five for Fighting tracks. And
nice.
Just spectacular guy. All of these people teamed up. And they just really connected with the music. They really seemed to believe in it. And they really put their heart and soul into it. And I think it shows. I think that the album musically is kind of... the first album, while I'm really proud of it, it was me learning a lot of things. I hadn't played live a lot, and I hadn't, you know, I was just learning. and this is kind of my first big boy album where I've been able to play before, you know, in between the first and second album, I probably played over 200, 250 shows. And so I learned a lot about myself as a person, as a vocalist, as a songwriter. And I think that translates a lot into the album. I'm really happy with how it turned out. Me and the band were in the studio together, and right from the beginning, we're like playing these songs together with the drums and the bassist and all this stuff, and we're getting the rhythm stuff down before we get into the accessorizing with the guitar and the, a lot of piano touches and a lot of organ and a lot of kind of flourishes that are really beautiful on that, on this new album. So it's like it's based in that rhythm though, in that like root.
Nice.
It was really fun to make.
That sounds great. Now you had a whole band, you had great musicians. So how does that translate to when you're out on the road solo, you and your guitar? How does it work where you take the big songs and you turn them into a more personal concert?
Absolutely. Well, the nice thing about all these songs is they're, you know, even though we bought that big band and we recorded them with that big band, and I think people experience, especially people, because most people still just buy the albums after hearing me, you know, on a tour or on a concert. They'll buy the albums after the show. And so they're kind of nicely surprised. They're like, whoa, there's a whole band doing this thing. But the nice thing about these songs is it still goes back to I sat down with my guitar and I wrote these songs. And I didn't write them with a band. I didn't write them with anything. So it's actually, it's really great because I get to bring them back to their root core, which is just like me and this guitar expressing this feeling in this song. And I'm actually really lucky. I think all the songs are fortunate to be able to kind of stand alone, and they don't feel like something's missing if we don't have the band there. Now, for my CD release party, we had the whole band there, and they all came out from Mendocino to the San Francisco Bay Area, and we played a great sold-out CD release show. And for the people that had just heard me solo, you know, they were just like, whoa, that's just, you know, you just took it to a whole different level with this band thing. And they were really excited. But I think the songs stand well enough alone by themselves that if I need to, I can tour by myself for a good long time.
Sounds very versatile. I'm chatting with Bobby Joe Valentine, who's going to be at the Guild Theater tonight in Sacramento, February 16th. And of course, we're recording this in advance, so I've got to do the time machine thing here. But tell us a little bit about the show you're going to put on tonight and who you're touring with and everything.
Yeah, so I was really fortunate to connect with this duet duo, and their names are Jason and DeMarco, and they're amazing. And they're like the quintessential, you know, diversity couple. They're actually, you know, in real life, they're a committed partnership, and they have two twin boys, and they're touring with an RV with, like, their actual parents are traveling with them in this RV, and
wow.
They're just, I don't know, they're just cool, their message is cool, and their music, they're really talented people, and I'm actually playing guitar with them, because they're both vocalists, they don't play an instrument, so during their sets, I'm playing guitar.
Yeah, get to show off some chops and some vocals on yours and a little bit of everything. That's really nice.
Exactly. Yeah, it works out really well. And they've always, I've also just been really impressed. Like all the shows that I've done with them so far, they've just been like, they've told the crowd, because they've been doing this for, you know, 10 years.
Oh, wow.
But they all started somewhere. So every single time they have their fan base out there, they're like, you know what, if you're gonna buy one CD tonight, buy Bobby Joe's CD because he's just starting out and we understand what it's like. And they're just so cool. You know what I mean? They're cool people. And so I feel like I've kind of won the lottery in a way with being able to open for them, because they're just, I like that. Not everyone in the music industry is this nice, and they're genuine, like honest, nice people. And so they're great and worth supporting. So be sure to get a ticket and see that show.
I love that. And I went online and I looked for tickets, and they've really extended the definition of an all-ages show, because it looks like if you're under the age of 18, then you get in free. It's like they're trying to encourage families to come out.
That's right. Yeah, you can bring the whole family, and it actually works great for me too, because kids seem to really enjoy my tune, so I'm sure we'll have a good little family turnout.
So I'm here with Bobby Joe Valentine. Why don't we take a quick break and listen to one of your songs? Bobby, what are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear Home, and this is the title track off of the new album, and I wrote this kind of about, was inspired by the homeless youth and also just some of the journey that I've taken in the past couple years, and I think it's something that everyone's going to connect with.
Awesome. Bobby Joe Valentine and Home here on Twirl Radio.
you drop like falling stars. Bare feet in cable cars. And we don't know who we are, but we're not trying to find out. We stare up at the sun, look at the things we've done, and my heart is on the run, and it's not gonna stop now. Oh, but sometimes I wanna go home. 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 Yeah. We wear our doubts like skin. Look at the mess we're in. And I know somebody's gotta win, but I'm not trying to win now. Oh, but sometimes I wanna go home. 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 Scars, scared that we've come this far, and we don't know who we are, we're afraid to find out. Oh, but sometimes I wanna go home. 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 Sometimes I wanna go home.
Bobby Joe Valentine, our guest of the hour, with the title track from his new album, Home. I'm here with Bobby Joe Valentine himself. And Bobby, who would you count among your biggest musical influences?
Well, that's a great question. I like a song. I tend not to like grab an artist and be like, oh, I like everything about that artist. I'll catch a song and it'll really inspire me, and I'll follow that. But my music started, I grew up in a really conservative Christian background, and so it was all, you know, piano and organ music for me when I was just starting as an independent fundamental Baptist culture. When I was 12 or 13, this was the age when, you know, you would have those AM, portable AM FM radios.
Yeah, I love those.
And so I got one of those, and I had these headphones, and I discovered, for the first time when I was 12 or 13, I discovered pop and alternative rock. And there was this one station, it was like 94.9. When my parents and my brother would go to bed, I would turn to that station and I would stick the FM radio and the headphones under my pillow. And after I had gone to sleep, I would listen for like 2 to 3 hours a night for like 3 years straight.
Wow.
To pop music. And just fell in love with like the passion and the joy. And so I listened to like some of the older like Goo Goo Dolls and Red Hot Chili Peppers,
yeah,
and Switchfoot and Everclear and Third Eye Blind and Smash Mouth and all of these. The pop during the 90s, I feel like had a lot of honesty to it. Like,
yeah,
it was pop. And if they had some sort of soul to them, then they would kind of make it on the radio and make it big. And I feel like that's one of the differences and a little bit of the damage to this generation is that people are looking for a sound instead of like elements of truth in their songs. And so it's like, oh, well, if it sounds a certain way, we'll put it on the pop radio station. And that's too bad. But anyways, I fell in love with the lyrics. The reason that they became popular is because there was some unspoken power in the poetry, and I really grew to respect that. And so I try to follow that. And while, you know, I try to keep current, there's a piece of that that'll always be with me, just that soulful honesty of some of that 90s music that I really, really enjoy.
Now, I'm here with Bobby Joe Valentine, and you're playing tonight here in Sacramento at the Guild Theater. You've got some other upcoming tour dates going on this West Coast tour. You know, where else are you going to be so my other listeners can check you out if they're not here in Sacramento?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. So on the 18th, February 18th, I'm actually going to be in San Francisco, and we have a theater there called the Phoenix Theater. And then the 20th, I'm in Stockton with a show. And once again, details are on my website. And then the 23rd, I'm really excited because I'm going to be heading down to Portland, Oregon, and I'm going to be playing a benefit for Pride Northwest. And it's a huge benefit, and I think it's going to be really a great time. I think everyone's going to really enjoy it. And
very cool.
It's just like an intimate romantic evening with, and I'll be singing a lot of love songs and telling a little bit about my story. And I think in March, I'm wandering through Arizona a little bit with some dates in Phoenix and Bisbee and stuff like that. And then we just kind of keep moving through.
Nice, nice. A classic musical road warrior. I love it. So, Bobby, where can my listeners find out more information about you and your music, and where can they purchase some of your albums?
Cool. So, well, the easy places to go is if you just search Bobby J.O. Valentine, Bobby J. Valentine. I'm on iTunes and I'm on Spotify. And there's a really cool website called Noise Trade where you can actually just exchange your email for free music. And I have a little sampler on there so listeners can go like straight to that. And that's probably the easiest introduction to my music is to get 5 free tracks.
Great.
Yeah. And other than that, though, you can get physical like signed copies. I'm still my own shipper and stuff. That and tour dates and tickets and stuff on my website. And that's BobbyJOValentine.com. And I'm also on Facebook. I think it's facebook.com/ Bobby Joe V. And so you can go to any of those random media outlets and kind of follow up on what I'm doing and et cetera.
Excellent, excellent. And I'm going to ask you the one deep, dark, scandalous question of the interview here. Ready for that?
All right, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, brace yourself. What's your favorite food?
My favorite food?
Yes.
Oh, man, my favorite food is definitely, hands down, nachos.
Oh, yum. You're making me hungry,
man. If I go to a Mexican restaurant, I will always order, as the dinner entree or the lunch entree, the nachos of the Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
I am a sucker for nachos. Something about that.
So, Bobby Joe Valentine, thank you so much for chatting with us here on Twirl Radio. We look forward to your show tonight at the Guild Theater. And why don't we play one more track as we end the hour here?
Absolutely. Okay, so this one is a really cheerful track. It's a great closer. It's really a poem that's been put to music, although filled with metaphors, and I think, but it's also really cheerful. I think people are just really going to enjoy it. It's about the distance between fear and love, and it's called Chase Away My Dark.
All right, Bobby Joe Valentine and Chase Away My Dark. Thanks so much, Bobby. We'll see you tonight.
Thanks again, Mike.
Four walls I built of tin, blocked out the city stars and freedom. And I can't let my feelings in, 'cause I would not know where to lead them. Plus that would mean I need them, and that would be too hard. I need some love to chase away my dark. La da da da. I need some love to chase away my dog. La da 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 da. I broke my heart before, so I know it hurts, no need to show me. And it's been years since I left the shore, and I hear the sirens getting lonely. But I don't want them to know me. I've got too many scars. Oh, how I need some love to chase away my dark. La da da da. I need some love to chase away my dark. La da da da. So far this sinking ship, so far it's past the point of leaving. And I am too scared to take the trip to out where the loved and lost are meeting. But the heart is prone to beating, and souls are meant to starve. So I need some love to chase away my dark. La da 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 da. I need some love to chase away my dark. La da 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 da. I need some love to chase away my dark. La da 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 da. I need some love to chase away my dark. La da 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 da. I need some love to chase away my dark.